This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
After what seems like months, but really has probably only been weeks of ads and billboards and television commercials, The Great Gatsby will be upon us tomorrow. Director Baz Luhrmann has always been a more is more kind of director, so a story about rich people partying through the jazz age is right up his alley. But at a time when a lot of people have a lot of anxiety about the rich leaving the rest behind, what's a movie like this actually saying? From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Noel King has the story.
I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along. Yes, rolling along.
Born poor, Jay Gatsby made his way to the top of the world. Here's a clip from the movie trailer.
A king to a guy.
I live in all the capitals of Europe, collecting jewels, hunting big game, painting a little.
You don't believe me.
Like today, some people in the Roaring Twenties were getting really rich. More were left behind. New York Times chief film critic Tony Scott says this film kind of fetishizes wealth.
It's like if you took every image, you know, in a luxury fashion magazine and scrambled them all together and blew them up to big screen size and put them in 3D and filled them with movie stars and a big soundtrack. It's like the most awesome commercial that you've ever seen.
But the film's poor?
They're meant to be pitied, but at the same time, they're so abject and so grotesque. No one, I think, can watch this movie, whatever their own circumstances, and identify comfortably with the poor characters in it.
F. Scott Fitzgerald's book warned against the pursuit of money. Scott says the new movie may be making a different point.
You know, we're living in a time of great inequality and high unemployment and a persistent economic malaise. But at the same time, we seem to be living in a gilded age. The rich get richer and richer and richer.
Maybe that paradox is why, even as Gatsby storms into theaters, in some of this year's most highly anticipated movies,
Happy Hunger Games!
Poor people are the good guys, like the Hunger Games sequel, or Elysium, where the rich live on a luxurious space station while the rest of us hack it out on a ruined Earth. It seems like there are a lot of these movies lately. Is our post-recession anxiety over money making its way onto the big screen? I met Michael Bolas of the L.A. Film School on Hollywood's Walk of Fame, where we pass the names of actors famous and forgotten.
Brian Dunleavy, Colleen Moore, Bill Keane.
Ah, there's John Wayne.
Bolas says we might think we're seeing more wealth and class conflict, but film was born in another century's gilded age, and these are plots that the early directors and studios lifted from books and plays.
The hyper-wealthy, oligarchs, plutocrats, suppressing and oppressing the lower class.
Then, like now, we may resent the wealthy, but we also want to be them. So in the movies, whether It's a Wonderful Life...
To my big brother George, the richest man in town.
Or Wall Street.
The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
The desire for wealth and conflicts over it have made for great plots again and again, and they will again and again. Maybe Gatsby's narrator, Nick Carraway, said it best. So we beat on, boats against the current, borne back ceaselessly into the past. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.